David, what does this announcement mean from the university's point of view?
From the perspective of the University of Alberta, we have many researchers who have been working with the companies here today for 30 or 40 years. Tailings is a tremendously complex area, and the announcement today means that our researchers can work with the entire sector, gaining the best of the best previous technologies, combining those in creative new ways, working with the industry, meeting the highest scientific peer review standards. And so the university researchers will benefit tremendously by being able to work across the entire sector of the new technologies, building on the previous technologies that are all being pooled by the industry in the announcement today. So from a university professor, researcher perspective, this means that they can move forward much, much faster with new developments, because they will not run into gaps in their knowledge that might be known by one company but not known by another. And so this is tremendously positive. What it really says that in the key area of the environment, you can move forward faster through collaboration than through individual activities. And that's the strength of the announcement today.
How is this going to be coordinated now that the announcement's been made and there is going to be this collaboration? How do you get down to the nuts and bolts of that?
Yes, this will translate very quickly into having a director who brings everything together, puts all of the technologies together to see what the roadmap looks like from front to back in the oil sands process, to say, how can we see and integrate all those different technologies so we can see where one can influence the other. So very quickly in the new year, we'll be seeing individuals starting to put those roadmaps together, and then start to map out the tailings research and innovation strategies that will have to be put in place. Because of course the first thing that is needed to know is what are all of the different pieces, what are the details at a very fundamental level of what each of the companies have been doing and doing their own research and innovation on, so that that can all be fully shared up front. And then the bright creative minds in the companies and at universities will then start to move, to start to plan the paths through those different technologies. That will all start to happen in 2011 quite quickly.
Now, just so I'm clear, is this collaboration just dealing with tailings research, or is it going to look at a whole variety of issues related to oil sands production?
The announcement today is specifically on tailings management, but what is interesting about tailings management is that it can actually influence or be related to things that occur almost anywhere in the entire oil sands process. So that's something that you do at the front end of the process, as you mine and put additives into the oil sands to separate bitumen, can actually have very profound effects on the ability of tailings to settle, or the speed of settling, or the separations. And so part of what this will involve is, again, focused on tailings management, but it will require deep understanding across the entire oil sands processes. And there are different processes among the different companies. And so this all has to come together, which can influence very fundamentally what occurs in the processes themselves, which, while may not seem that way, is directly related to tailings management.
Thank you very much, David.
You're welcome.